It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Florida Gators, who you gonna call? They don't know. As much as I personally think that the former UL Lafayette head football coach is still a good coach, the Billy Napier experience at the University of Florida just hit pond bottom on Saturday evening in the swamp. The current, as of this day, football coach for the Gators is just 1-2 after the third game of his third season in Gainesville. After finishing 6-7 during 2022 and then 5-7 last year in 2023, the Gators lost an ugly 33-20 home game on Saturday to a not exactly great Texas A&M team, which was playing its backup and most likely the better quarterback for that contest. Afterwards, Gator Nation was furiously chomping at the bit about the dire straits of their football team. And that Florida football program simply isn't used to losing. In researching for this story, I was a bit surprised to see the prolonged period of success which the University of Florida's football program has enjoyed since the year 1979. Former Heisman Trophy winner and longtime Florida coach Steve Spurrier was there from 1990 to 2001, and he never won fewer than 9 games in any of his 11 seasons at Florida. His successor was a guy named Ron Zook, who was fired after only going 7-5 in 2004. Then Urban Meyer took over in Florida in 2005 and won 2 national championships in 2006 and 2008 before he retired following an 8-5 2010 season. However, these last 14 years of Florida Gators football has been showing some slippage. Prior to the hiring of Billy Napier, the 3 other head football coaches at Florida have been hired and fired. Following Urban Meyer's exit in 2010, Will Muschamp came in and posted a 7-6 record in 2011 and then improved to a nifty 11-2 in 2012. A lasty 2013 season saw Florida finish with their first losing record in 34 years going back to 1979 after the Gators sank to 4-8. Even after he recovered to a 7-5 year in 2014, Coach Muschamp was tossed into a nearby Gator pit. His successor was Jim McElwain, who coached for 3 years. Now, in his debut season, Coach McElwain's Florida Gators went a sterling 10-4. Then in 2016, the team posted a respectable 9-4 record. But in that third season, the Gators of Jim McElwain fell to 4-7. And yes, he was pushed into that Gator pit, too. Former Florida assistant coach Dan Mullen was then hired to come to the rescue in 2018 for the next 4 seasons. After a really nice 10-3 start in 2018, Mullen's Gators went 11-2 in 2019 and seemed to be on their way. Unfortunately, the 2020 COVID year brought Florida to an 8-4 record and then a loss in the SEC title game to Big Bad Alabama. Yeah, those guys. Coach Mullen's 4th year in Gainesville saw the 2021 Gators slide to a 6-7 losing record with an ugly season-ending loss to upstart rival UCF in Tampa's Gasparilla Bowl. So no, we must not have a losing season here in Gatorland. That seems to be the theme. Dan Mullen was then fired, and now he performs a much safer job today as a TV analyst for ABC, ESPN, and the SEC Network. Enter Coach Billy Napier in 2022. A former college quarterback at Furman University and former assistant from the coaching tree of none other than Nick Saban, Billy Napier guided the unheralded University of Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns to 4 straight winning seasons. And after posting 3 years with 10 or more wins, Napier's Cajuns finished number 16 in the final 2021 AP poll. Now he was a hot coaching commodity, and Billy Napier accepted a 7-year, $51.5 million contract to become Florida's latest head football coach in November 2021. Gator Nation welcomed the 43-year-old Billy Napier in hopes that he might finally rebuild the Florida football program into a powerhouse once again. After his rocky 6-7 first year in 2022, Coach Billy Napier's Gators fell to 5-7 last year in 2023. Now just 3 games into this 2024 season, Florida is currently just 1-2 and heads to Mississippi State University for an 11 a.m. kickoff on ESPN. Billy Napier's cumulative record at Florida is now 12-16. And that is the worst winning percentage for any Florida head football coach since a guy named Raymond Wolf was relieved of his duties after the 1949 football season. having lost 10 straight road games coming into Gainesville, the visiting Texas A&M Aggies, who are now 2-1, dominated the Gators. Aggies cruised to an early 20-0 lead for halftime, and as the Gators were heading to the locker room at both the half and again after the game, some of those 90,000 fans on hand in Florida booed their head coach and chanted, "Fire Billy!" Billy Napier confided with the assembled press. He said, quote, "I have no excuse. I have no negative comment about that. Ultimately, we play a certain way in this arena, and you're going to get criticized. I probably would have done the same thing." Well, what's gone wrong, coach? Billy Napier is not the only coach scratching his head today about how to deal with the new NIL paid players and this freewheeling transfer rules that are ruining college sports. Many college football players are openly requesting and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in name, image, and likeness promotional money, of course, as they consider switching schools for even more money every year. These rapid changes are causing much of the chaos that many, including former Alabama coach Nick Saban, had predicted. It's unlikely that Coach Billy Napier had to deal with a lot of this issue at cozy UL Lafayette. But to remain competitive in the Southeastern Conference today, those teams are spending less time recruiting high school talent and more time and money trying to buy transfer players seeking more playing time, more fame, and of course, more money. Billy Napier should be able to get by, though, on a $27 million contract buyout. Regardless who's the football coach at the University of Florida, the 2024 schedule was generally considered by most of us to be the most difficult in all of major college football this year. They have remaining games against number 1 Texas, number 2 Georgia, number 5 Ole Miss, number 6 Tennessee, and oh my goodness, even number 16 LSU. Florida is going to be lucky to win 4 games this season. If the Florida Athletic Department wants to send Coach Napier home soon, they're going to have to pay him 85% of his contract, which is valued at $7 to $7.5 million annually for the remaining 4 years of that 7-year agreement. That works out to about $27 million.
Yes!
And since Florida is a public university, this sizable expense is going to fall on the school's wealthy football backers to ante up the money. And while they're shaking down the bushes for that money, don't forget you're going to need a new football coach who's going to require probably at least $10 to $20 million in order to go terminate his current coaching deal at his current school, too. Oh, the pain. So why even bother firing Coach Napier if the Gators are unlikely to win very many games this season? Fire the head coach so that the fans can start to have hope once again. But it's really all about the money on both sides of the equation. Sticking with an unpopular head coach too long could translate into millions of dollars in unsold season tickets next year and beyond. The school also loses that associated parking money, concessions, and merchandising revenues from every diminished gate. If the University of Florida should lose upwards of, let's say, 10,000 season ticket holders for next year, the annual revenue hit will be in the ballpark of about $7 million for Florida's 7 home games next year. If and when Coach Billy Napier is dismissed, the school could turn to one of the current assistant coaches to run the team for the remainder of the 2024 season. But many of those top assistant coaches have loyalty to Billy Napier. And those assistant coaches also know that an incoming new head football coach is going to bring most of his own staff with him. So let's think out of the box here. What about the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier? The 79-year-old former Florida Gators signal caller and longtime head coach Steve Spurrier is another person who might be able to put a short-term tourniquet on this Gators football program this fall. The 1966 Heisman Trophy winner, Coach Steve Spurrier commands the respect of the Florida football team and all of the fans. And if he's healthy enough at age 79 to want this job on a temporary basis, he would definitely be the best short-term fit. Calling Tim Tebow. The Heisman Trophy winner in 2007, Tim Tebow, won 2 national championships as the quarterback for the Gators in 2006 and 2008. After he retired from professional sports, Tebow has been a very popular television analyst with ESPN's SEC Network. Now let's assume that the chance to save Gator Nation for the next 2 months might interest Tim Tebow. Though he has not expressed a desire to coach college football yet, he might immediately generate some renewed excitement for the Florida football program, though. There's no doubt that ESPN, who would capitalize on this national story and publicity, would be willing to grant a short-term leave of absence this fall for Tim Tebow. And for their part, Florida could offer to pay Tebow's current salary by the network and then, in another fan-friendly move, perhaps donate a similar amount to the charity of Tim Tebow's choice. Tim Tebow could write another book about his coaching experience this fall and add another chapter to his legendary sports career. Well, before you laugh at the idea of hiring Tim Tebow as the interim head coach at Florida this fall, consider what just happened at SEC rival Auburn just 2 years ago. Coach Brian Harsin was fired in midseason during 2022, and former Auburn All-American running back legend Cadillac Williams was elevated from the school's running backs coach to the interim head coach. The Auburn players and the fans loved this. The team finished 2-2 in their remaining games, and the school gained positive national recognition in an otherwise quite forgettable football season. So the clock is ticking at Florida. The next loss by Florida's head coach Billy Napier is likely to be his last. What is not as clear is whether any future head football coach is going to be able to quickly turn around the Florida Gators football program. With 90,000 seats to fill on Saturdays every fall, the university and its wealthy benefactors need to do some soul-searching quickly. And they're also going to have to pass the hat, a very large one, to cover the $27 million payout for Coach Billy Napier, and then ante up even more to buy out the new coach's current agreement at his other school. So, who are you going to call, Gators? There are plenty of ghosts to be busted in Gainesville. I'm Swamp Swami.
See you later, Water Gators!